pretty much in a bad relationship. A lot of yelling and screaming.
Okay. Well, Regina?
My father did a lot of things for me, doing whatever she asked. He sort of was the dominant person in the household, except as far as discipline was concerned. He would come home just when everybody would get their spanking. It doesn't just get a second spanking. But it was the one from my father that everybody was kind of worried about. But he was always very, very good to her, but felt that she was a better mother than she was a wife. And he was a good father, but not a good provider.
Okay. Linda?
How my dad related to my mom, it was that she was there.
Was he military? You can tell by your language, yeah. Standard attention. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's quite a training.
Yeah. Donnie?
My father was, I think, very loving and caring. He really wanted to see her to make her happy, but she never was. But he was a constant challenge. He was what I saw was very wishy-washy in terms of he never wanted to make his own decisions. He was always whatever he wanted. He's kind of a conciliator and tries to keep peace and that sort of thing. The only time I really remember him doing things to play sports was when he was in the discipline. He would always side with my mother against kids, and he would be the one to dish out in discipline for making my mother angry or causing her some discomfort in some way.
Okay. Okay. Annie Hart?
Well, I didn't have my dad, as I said, my sister was very loving and caring, but my dad at times was very demanding and specific, but it was mostly about the needs. Like, I need to drink or to be fed or to turn a light on or turn it off or something along those lines. And he was also the funny one in the family. And because he was at home during the day and watched television and entertained, neighbors would stop in and talk to him and check on him during the day. He always knew everything that was going on in the world, in the news, in the neighborhood. He always had all of the hot information about whatever. And he would share it with him. Whether we wanted to hear it or not. And with my mom, too, but it was always what his day was like.
Okay. Carolyn?
My dad was, and then I'll always be practicing that group. Like here and there, sometimes they get that far. More or less, he's always had fun with my mom. I can remember when I was much younger, before the age, he was always been very affectionate, but in the last few years, I don't see that a lot. He's always a very strong person. He supported the family. He was here in the household with his family for years. I was always wait for your father to come home and sort of that sort of thing. He was one that, you know, he did something he immediately asked for. He didn't hesitate to always pick up. He had a very strong opinion. He's very strong character. Always been very successful. And, he was always very quiet in a way that you didn't always know. You had to talk to him about something, he was always very quiet about that. He wasn't quite sure what he was saying. He never would calm him and think he was sick. And then finally, at the end of your, whatever your stuff, that means you would take go back into the estimation, and sometimes they did. He was not the least person to read it.
Okay. Anybody else? Michael?
Dad was always domineering, always one-sided and suicide. And then my mom always did everything the same. She didn't work quite that. I remember I never seen that man put his shoes on at one time. He always wore lace-up shoes. He always put shoes on. They was mad at each other. We stayed upstairs until he left. He did not want to be around me if he was at home.
What would happen if you were?
He'd be fine. Or we'd use for giving some reason. But he never whipped anybody. Say just the both parents that we and my father was the domineer, and my mother was the servant. That's because he all the thumb down on her, his property and everything that they owned was his, and he was treated. They were just they never had money because she had a few big kids. We got a garden with the money while I had a shop for 10 people. We've never been constantly there was no well, he wasn't someone you could talk to. He may pronounce something, that was it. No discussion. There's no right or wrong.
Okay. Okay. Well, from these lists comes your idea about relationship. Would you say that your idea about relationship is supported from having an ideal relationship? Very interesting. Okay.
Yeah, they should think about how it affects them on the break.
Okay, we're going to take a break for lunch. And we ask that during the lunch break you start to think of how their relationship and how they interacted with each other impacted you.
How has it affected your decision about relationships?
And start to see how it fits together for you. Anybody have anything come up on the lunch break they'd like to share with the group? Anything you noticed? Todd?
I like my relationship to be exactly the opposite. Amen.
Okay.
We're all no, I do. Exactly the opposite.
No, that was just the first rules.
No. I don't know if you understand or not. Okay. Well, maybe I'm not understanding you.
Well, women don't understand.
Women don't understand, Todd.
Sorry. No, but I mean, I don't want that cold, distant, okay, you're in my life, I got to put up with you kind of relationship with what they have. And I want to have something that's more fulfilling and a lot happier and a lot warmer and a lot more affectionate.
Yeah, but who said it was cold and distant? And
that's what I observed.
No, that's what you said.
Okay. All right, yeah.
And then you would be right. Mm-hmm. But see, you weren't behind closed doors with them.
That's true.
And they had how many kids?
Well, between them, they had 3 pregnancies and 4 kids.
Okay, so there was something going on behind closed doors.
How did you have 3 pregnancies and 4 kids? They had twins?
That might be what I need to
call them. That's only a mother could say it.
Who else? Pat?
Why I reacted to the reverse role because I had a very dominant mother and a very passive father, and she just couldn't go out and do the same thing. And so, when I reversed the role, it's like I looked for an outgoing man, but then I became very passive. And my nature is not terribly passive, and so there was a conflict there. So I was reversing the male female role, is what I was reversing.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't work so well either.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Who else? Linda?
And my relationship is looking at these careers, like she's got a time, I've spoken 1 month and I've spoken 1 month and she's working down the school.
Okay. Joy?
It kind of looks like to me what I've done is set up the same type of relationship. And when I get into the relationship and see what's happening and realize that I created the same kind of relationship with them, then I would
Good. Good to know that. Because you can never leave you. No matter who you leave in relationship, you can never leave you. So you can keep changing the faces, but you're always the one common denominator in all those relationships. So it's time to confront you and shift in you what's causing it to be that way. Good. Anybody else? Michael?
Found out I was exactly like my father. I had to make her like my mom. Barbara knew Caroline. It never worked.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the story.
Okay. Anybody else?
We ended up with Donnie doing our own war stories. It was very funny. And sometimes our perceptions of how he remembers something and I remember something. And a couple of times I found myself going, what? And he did the same thing. Don't you remember? And Donnie was a mediator. It was wonderful.
Oh, good.
I actually, he was so wonderful. He didn't, make editorial comments or take sides. It was great.
Uh-huh.
So that was kind of interesting. We learned some things about her too, but I was feeling we kind of took the floor at lunch.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
With my awareness, maybe back to my first marriage, like 20, as a child, I picked a man who I perceived as being much more forceful than my father. My father was the passive one, my mother was more aggressive, and I didn't like that, and I didn't want to be like my mother. So I chose a man who was very domineering and all that. Of course, that didn't work. I find that the current relationship, or the one that I've just chosen to end, the man is very much like my father, and it's something that I don't like about him.
Okay. Well, usually in relationship, you pick somebody who's like your mom or your dad, whichever one is you're most incomplete with. And if they're not like that parent to start off with, you will work them into shape so that they will be. And then when you get your issues with that parent worked out through that relationship, the tendency is to ditch that relationship and go get a new relationship that will now be the other parent. Will be like the other parent. And then you work out your issues with the other parent through the new relationship. And sometimes you stay in the same relationship, but there's a dramatic shift in the energy of the relationship, and suddenly they shift from being like your mom to being like your dad. Or they shift from being like your dad to being like your mom. So it can be worked out in the same relationship. But most often we go from relationship to relationship. Then after we have mom and dad, who's next? Grandma, grandpa, brother, sister. Finally, fourth or fifth relationship down the line, we finally get to be with the one who they really are. Because we've worked out all our issues with parents through the relationship. So now we want you to look a little bit deeper into how you are in relationship. So on a fresh sheet of paper, I want you to write the statement, "The way I am in relationship is." Write that statement at the top of the page. The way I am in relationship is. Now you repeat that statement over to yourself, you listen to the next thought your mind has, and you write down that thought. And you do that over and over again, and empty your mind on the paper about how you are in relationship.
How you think you are.
How you think you are. Now, going over this list, what do you notice? Pat? You're being your father. Acting like your father.
But thinking about it, I can see that in my first marriage, I was
asking
about my mother. So I've been through both parents now.
Oh, good.
That's what I thought. Like, well, I'm running. Yeah. That's what's going
on to the other end of the relationship. Okay. Who
else? Todd? Well, I definitely see transition here. Start out a relationship being, you know, very effective and just, you know, like the relationship's great and you know, all that. And I have down here effectiveness and fun, you know, this is what you do. I like to just relax with my team. It's very sexual. I'm very interesting. I like to learn. I want to be supportive and I want to be supportive. And where I was willing to experiment with what she likes to do in her life and how long it takes to be with me and keep her the page.
Week two. Week two.
Stuff becomes still it. I get impartial. I'm not born. Take my attitude. Whatever. Here's a you again. Go away. I'm getting in your feet.
Well.
Interesting, huh? Are you? Would you be in relationship with you?
What about 10 minutes?
Good.
At least the first page.
At least the first page. Yeah. I mean, the first page.
Okay.